We
are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 Cultivate. We are Cultivate.
Hello and welcome to a special minisode of Ye Olde Crime, the show where Maddie and I discuss the funny, strange, and obscure crimes of yesteryear every Wednesday. This special bi-weekly segment is called Can You Crack the Cramport, which is slang for a difficult or obscure term, which I thought was very fitting. And joining me today are Christine and Jen from the Noteville podcast. And before we begin, I'd like to give them the opportunity to tell us a little more about themselves and their show before we start the game.
Hi.
Hello.
So we're the hosts of Noteville. It's our little fictional city filled with all the terrible and horrible things that make you say nope. And in the podcast, we're tour guides. So we tour you through this city. So I'm tour guide Jen.
And I'm tour guide Christine.
Yep. And we do the residents of Noteville or anything from paranormal. We have some true crime. We have some cryptids. We have all sorts of scary things in there.
Haunted dolls, serial killers, all the fun stuff.
Yeah.
All the things that make you go, nope, 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 nope.
Pretty much. We had sleep paralysis. We did a nightmare episode. So lots of things. And we have a segment on there called Campfire Stories where our listeners can submit their own scary stories and we read them around a campfire. So that's really fun, usually.
Mm-hmm. I think I sent one to you guys once upon a time. But
you did. You did. When you were looking at houses, I think, with your family.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. That gave me goosebumps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always a fun memory from my childhood. Don't go in the garage. Why? Because someone died there. Mm,
I know.
I'm going to the garage.
It's like, you lied. You could have said anything. You didn't have to tell me the truth.
Yeah.
You said, there's a boogie monster in there. Like, I don't need to know, like, something real happened, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He kept a lot of weird dolls in there, and we don't know why.
Yeah.
Literally anything other than the truth.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I will never forget that. So we're not going to buy that house. Thanks, Dad.
Good choice.
Smart.
So as you kind of mentioned, you know, the concept of your show is really fun and different from other horror slash paranormal slash true crime podcasts.
Thanks.
How did you come up with the concept?
It really started with the word Noteville.
Yes. So we decided, hey, let's make a podcast because everybody has a podcast. But so Christine said, oh, we should call it Noteville. And then I said, oh, we should make it like a fictional city. And what made me like really excited about that is getting like a little souvenir that said I went to Noteville and all I got was possessed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Which we've created and put on
which
our
we've
store.
Created. Yeah, that's in our store. But that was kind of like what set it off is that we're like, let's make it a city. We can be tour guides. We can put in fun sound effects and then make it really seem like people are actually sitting along with us.
Aww, oh, yep. Cute.
So that's kind of how it started. But that was a question, right? Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it was literally like, because I've heard people, I used to watch a YouTuber, Markiplier, a lot. And if he ran into something particularly scary in a game, occasionally be like, nope, we're going to nope right on over to Noteville. And I just, Noteville stuck with me. And then we knew we wanted to cover like paranormal and horror, but also, you know, the true crime side of things, because that's equally scary, if not worse, because it's actually real.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
But so, yeah, then I suggested Noteville and the whole tour guide thing was born.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool. Like whenever someone asks for something that's a little bit different, that kind of encompasses the gambit of what you guys do as far as all the different things you cover, I'm like, you should check out Noteville because it's very unique. So
thank you.
Yes.
Well, I also like your podcast because you don't hear all the old obscure crimes that you guys usually cover. So I think that's super cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's harder to research, right?
Oh, man. Yes.
Yeah.
I ended up breaking down and getting like a newspapers.com subscription.
Oh, I was just going to ask.
My life.
Yeah.
It's so nice. Like, but then it also leads me down these rabbit holes where I'm like, I'm doing way too much research. Stop, stop.
Yep. Definitely know what that feels like.
But they do.
Yeah.
I know.
Christine will be like, are you done with your notes? I was like, I went down a rabbit hole. And she's like, oh, Lord. I'll get back to you in a few hours.
4 hours later.
Nope, still going.
Yeah. I'm still falling down the stairs. I haven't quite reached the bottom yet.
I don't know if I ever will.
I will check back.
That's an SCP. The never ending stairs.
Yep.
That's an SCP?
Yeah. 089, I think.
Scary. Can't do that cardio.
Mm-mm.
I think I do 2 steps and then I'm like, and this is where I die. So
yeah, pretty much.
Just let me slide on off at the bottom and we're good. So on your website, you share that you guys have been friends, quote unquote, long enough to be able to legally drink with your friendship.
Yes.
So how did you guys find out that you shared the same interests in like all these things that are spooky and strange?
So I've always been into paranormal stuff growing up. Like my family was really open about ghosts and seeing spirits. Like I'm half Filipino. So like on my Filipino side, my grandpa was, I never met him, but supposedly he was like a witch doctor, kind of healer type of person.
Sure.
And so growing up, my mom would always tell me like the remedies and stuff that he would do for them. And then like, I can even like see spirits sometimes, which is really scary, but I've always been into paranormal. But when it came to like horror movies and horror stuff and like
that was
serial
me.
Killer true crime stuff, that was all thanks to Christine.
I dragged her into that kicking and screaming, but she's enjoying it now. Yeah,
because she likes to see me jump when we watch horror movies.
It's so funny.
I hate jump scares.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
even when I see them coming, I'm like, nope, something's gonna happen, and I still jump and scream. And it's really fun for our patrons because one of our monthly perks for our patrons is we have a horror movie party where we stream a horror movie on Discord all together and they can hear me scream and react to all these things and they think it's so funny. I was like, I'm glad you think my misery is hilarious, but
I'm glad you were entertained, but I hate this. Yes.
Yeah, I've always believed that there are spirits and ghosts and stuff. I've never physically seen one. Mm-hmm. But I've never discounted the idea that they exist. And I don't know, the weird has always appealed to me. I've always loved horror movies. Like Ouija boards appeal to me, even though I've never used one. But Ouija board like games I've done, like the whole Bloody Mary thing. Mm-hmm. And then some other thing where you listen to a song in the dark for like 3 times through and then see what happens type of stuff.
Yeah.
Which I just pictured experience. You listening to Bye 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 3 times and then and then Justin Timberlake appeared.
Oh, no. That would be fantastic. That should be a thing. I'm going to try that next. But yeah, no, she and I have been friends for a long time and I guess it probably just sort of happened. I know I made you watch horror movies. That was a thing that I definitely did.
Yep.
But maybe through that was where we started talking more about like our actual interests in these things over time.
Yeah, because we met when we were 12. So talking about turning red, like that age is when we met. So I think growing up together, we just molded into like one personality, I think.
Oh, yeah. The two of us together.
We
just finish the same person.
Yeah. Finish each other's sentences. Like we go out somewhere and you just have that look and you're like, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yep.
Or one of us will say a thing. I was just thinking that.
Yep.
Yep.
All the
That's
time.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last question. So what, this is kind of like a two-parter. Mm. What tour do you think our listeners should take first? Or is there a particular tour you've conducted that was your favorite?
We had a handful that are favorites for sure.
Yeah.
Mostly the ones we got to be a little more creative with, like the plague one where we... put in some voice clips from a video game. What was another one you really liked to do?
Our Slenderman one was really good.
Oh, yeah, the Slenderman one was
our
fun.
Our one about the Cecil Hotel was good.
Mm-hmm. That one was a longer one.
Yeah. And I think the one that stands out for us the most is we did a two-parter on zombies.
Mm-hmm.
Because we love all zombie lore. Like, we play zombie games, we watch zombie movies. Like, anything zombie, we're... we jump on
obsessed with
Yeah. Yep. So that's why we did a two-parter for our zombies. So it didn't even cover the gamut of things that we're interested in. We just like had to pick and choose things. But that was something that we really enjoyed too.
But what do we think should probably be the first episode someone would check out? Cecil usually comes to mind because it covers both the paranormal side of things and sort of semi-true crime-ish.
Yeah.
With a missing persons thing.
Mm-hmm. Same with Slenderman. So Slenderman, you cover the lore of Slenderman, like the whole creepypasta behind it. And then I go ahead and cover the case of the two little girls who tried to kill their friend.
Yep.
Yeah. So we got a little bit. It covers what we cover. So we have a little bit of the paranormal and then some of the true crime in there, too. So,
So either one of those are zombies.
Yep. Yeah.
Or zombies is a lot older.
Yeah.
So are you guys the type that think zombies walk very slowly, or do you think zombies walk very fast?
We discussed that. And based on the science, I think they would be slow, depending on how the virus starts.
Yeah. So because they don't really have a lot of the motor skills to run at you because like their body is decaying, they're going through the stages of decomposition and eventually they're just going to become goo. But I think the scarier zombies are definitely the fast zombies.
Yes. Yes.
Because if that's the case, I'm like, you know what? I'm out. Like I'm not even going to try to survive. Cause if I have to run, like we just talked about going up the stairs, I'm not going to run. So.
You're going to have to run for the rest of my life. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm an asthmatic. I'd get like half a block and then just like chop off my own head or something.
Pretty
just
much.
Be like, I'll just end it here. What? I'll make it easier for you.
I'll give you a fresh body.
There you go.
I think we kind of came to the conclusion though, that if it were a thing to actually happen, that they would start out fast. And eventually slow down because of the decaying process.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It was a fun exploration.
Yeah. My husband, when we first started dating, he would take me to all these zombie movies. And I don't really like zombies. I will sit through a zombie movie.
Yeah.
But
I was going to say, did that properly woo you? Or were you being iffy about, I want to continue?
Well, I was like, I want to see if I'm interested in the things that he's interested in. And then after like the third or fourth zombie movie, I was like, I'm not interested in this.
Not this one. Maybe other things.
Let's watch something else, like Pirates of the Caribbean, because that sounds appealing to me.
That's a good choice.
Literally anything more fun.
But I can't remember if it was like 28 days later or 28 weeks later or whatever it was. But there was one where someone was in a rowboat and there was like a cooler in the rowboat. And then there was like a zombie head in the cooler. And that was the one movie that we saw in the theater where I was like, if they can have their heads in the goddamn cooler, I'm fucking done. Like, I was just like, this is ridiculous. Like,
no, that's not fair.
I'm still alive with their head decapitated. No,
that's not okay.
Yeah.
Where am I going to put my sandwiches?
Like, right. So rude. No consideration.
I can't even trust my coolers anymore. On my ratty ass rowboat.
Yeah.
Have you seen Shaun of the Dead though?
Yes. That's probably one of the only ones that I can watch because I know it's a parody. I like
it. Because it's different.
It just focuses on all the tropes. So you like, you know what's coming. You appreciate the humor in it. There is that one part where the guy literally gets torn apart in the bar that I like have to like go like this at. It's just a little too gory for me, but otherwise I can watch the whole thing and I'm fine.
Oh yeah, zombie movies are really gory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, they have to be. So you're literally getting
Exactly. So.
It's not very Disney, I guess. Like,
well, yeah, I don't think Disney would ever make a zombie movie.
Or if they did, it would be like no blood. It'd be like radioactive goo or something.
It'd be like a vegan zombie where it's like,
yeah, exactly. Oh, I was just going to say,
quit. I don't eat meat.
Yeah. Zombies that don't eat meat. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a zombie away camp or something like that where they're trying to reform them.
Yeah.
I think something like Hotel plants. Transylvania is as close as you get.
True.
Where a zombie exists, but.
Yeah.
I'm a good zombie. I'm reformed. I like flowers and eating lettuce. Let's be friends.
Thank you. Down this road is a small city once thriving and full of life, but now desolate and abandoned. Well, abandoned save for the horrors rumored to reside within, which I presume is why you're here. Now, there's nothing wrong with a little morbid curiosity, but please, remember to stay close to your guides. We wouldn't want anyone to get left behind now.
Hello and welcome to Nopeville, the city filled with all the terrifying and horrible things that make you say nope.
Nope.
We're your tour guides. I'm Jen.
And I'm Christine. And we invite you to join our tours through the city, including all things paranormal, true crime, and supernatural.
From haunted places to possessions.
From serial killers to cults.
From zombies to cryptids.
You can find out more on our website at nopevillepodcast.com.
And catch a tour today wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, well, now that we've gotten the questions out of the way, are you guys mm-hmm. ready for the game?
Sure.
Yeah.
I love that, like, yeah.
This is how she responds to everything I ask her she wants to do.
That's true.
I go
into everything with hesitancy.
Muted enthusiasm.
There you go. All right. Christine, you're up first.
Okay.
And your first term is mind the grease.
Mind the grease. Obviously, the brain goes immediately to a kitchen, but I doubt that's what they're talking about.
I was going to the musical, but that's definitely not Victorian.
No, certainly not. Mind the
grease. Although the hair was probably just as gross as it was in Grease.
It gives me sort of like a watch your step or sort of like a watch where you're going type of vibe is really where my head's going with that, I guess.
Like a cautionary
type
thing.
Be like, be careful.
Mm-hmm. You are very close. Mind the grease is a Victorian slang term that means ask people to let you pass.
Oh.
Interesting.
So when you're trying to like work your way through a crowd, you're like, mind the grease. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Do you know the origins of that? Like why... That is.
I should look that up because I think that's hilarious.
Yeah. Like they just want to slide past somebody. So they're like greasy themselves.
Yeah. It doesn't really say. It just says while walking through a crowd, a Victorian might ask someone to excuse them or to make room. Or they could say, mind the grease.
All right.
So, that's so weird.
That's interesting.
This makes me think that everybody was
greasy.
Yeah. Just makes me think everybody was like lubed up or something at a party, like all covered in sweat, like mind the grease, wiping off their brow. Just
ready for anything, I guess.
Hey, I was going to be ready for a good orgy.
A good time. Victorians were pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got up into some shit. Don't let history fool you and let you think that they were so prim and proper. They did some crazy ass shit.
Yeah.
All right, Jen.
Yes.
Your first term is to make ducks and drakes of one's money.
Ducks and drakes. Is that like almost doubling it? Like when you're gambling, doubling your money?
Is that your final answer?
It can either be that or it could be lose all your money. It's a 50-50 chance. Or it could be none of those. And I'm just completely wrong.
It actually has nothing to do with money.
I'm going to go with doubling your money.
Okay.
What was that?
I think that was my child in the next room hitting like the door dongle thing. Because I was like, for one, that was not my ass.
Just like, you just
slowly.
Slow turn looking behind me. What was that?
I swear nothing escaped from
Nopal. We both heard it but weren't sure where it was coming from. So we were just like, eh. And then the slow turn. Like, okay, so it was her.
Yeah. End. It was my end, but it was not me.
No.
It was not my end.
It was not my literal end. So, to make ducks and drakes of one's money is to basically throw away your money childishly.
Damn it. It was the other side.
It was the other way.
Damn.
But you, like, again, you had a 50-50 chance of getting it. So,
I always get it wrong. I shouldn't go with my instincts.
It's still just a strange thing to say for that, though.
Ducks and drakes. What is a drake?
Like, I think it's a male duck. Yeah.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah. Or mallard.
Yeah,
that's another name for it.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't. Yeah. I don't either. Okay, I know I need to look up that one. See if there's a definition for that.
That's fun, though.
I guess the idea is, like, if you're buying ducks and drakes, you're spending it on silly things.
Maybe because they're the same thing, so you're just spending your money on nothing.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
But that's the story of my life.
Me too.
I do make ducks and drakes of my money.
Yeah, just to basically just squander your money.
Interesting.
It was first used in 1583.
Oh, wow.
Hmm.
So that one goes back a ways, I guess.
Yeah, it does.
Another definition is the pastime of skimming flat stones or shells along the surface of calm water. Play ducks and drakes. Squander your stones, I guess.
Sometimes that's all people had.
Squander your stones recklessly in the pond, never to see them again. Jimmy, where are all your stones?
Ooh, in the pond. I was skipping them.
So your second term, Christine, is rain napper.
Rain napper. Like N-A-P-P-E-R, right?
Yeah.
Like sleeping. Like a hard sleeper, maybe? Like somebody who can sleep through pouring rain, unlike Jen?
No, I'm a light sleeper.
I'm going to say that. That's okay. It.
A rain napper is an umbrella.
Oh. Well then.
So it's spelled like nap, like sleeping, but it's more like kidnapping.
Yep. All your rain is belong to Zool.
Yep.
That's actually really funny.
Yeah. Are you going to start calling your umbrella a rain napper now? Like, I'm going to get my rain napper mind grease. I'm off to make ducks and drakes of my money.
Something will make it rain. In the rain.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
It all works.
It all fits together.
All right. Your second term, Jen, is attic.
Attic?
Mm-hmm.
Like the tiny room at the top of your house? Mm-hmm. Attic?
Mm-hmm. But not that definition. Same word, but not that definition.
Huh. Is it like a hiding place? No? Huh.
I'll give you a hint.
It's like the shake of the head.
I know. She's like,
slow, silent not. Shake of the head. No.
Disappointing.
Disapproving shake of the head. So think of where that is placed in a home and how it could be in relation to something else. If that makes sense.
Is it like someone's head?
It is. Yeah?
Yes.
An attic is the head.
Sweet.
So attic is a slang term for head.
I started wondering. I was like, I wonder if that's like, if the first word is like a turn of phrase and then the second word is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. And I wonder if that's something that kind of came about in relation to like lunatic asylums, like she's got bats in her attic or something, or things kind of like that. You know, it's like a weird,
like nobody's home. That means their brain's empty.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Huh. Like the lights aren't on in the attic, something like that. Like something weird.
Yeah.
You could see that makes being sense, a thing.
Yeah.
Yay. So those are the terms.
Yay.
Those are fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to start using them in my vocabulary now.
There you go.
You actually have an umbrella, so you can call it a rain napper.
Yes, I will. Well, here's my rain napper.
It doesn't go as well in the Rihanna song, but I mean, if you say it fast enough, you probably could get it to work.
You can stand under my rain napper.
Appa, appa,
And now I'm picturing Tom Holland dancing to that song.
Oh, yes, in his little, like, tight leather like leotard.
Maid outfit. Yeah. His goofy ass black socks and shoes.
He's so
He's
cute.
The best.
He is the best. He's cute. All right. Well, I would like to thank Christine and Jen for joining me today for Can You Crack the Cramp Word? And before we go, can you tell our listeners where they can find you on social media?
Sure.
First, thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you for inviting us. This was super fun. I was excited to do this, even though I had apprehension in the beginning. But
that's fair. Everyone does when they first come on. They're like, I don't know what's going to happen. And I'm like, it's going to be glorious.
just go with it.
On Twitter, you can find us at NopevilleCast. And on Instagram and Facebook, we're both Nopeville Podcast. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to shoot us an email, that's NopevillePodcast@gmail.com. Give us your campfire stories. We want to hear your scary stories. And then our website, you can check out cool stuff on there. It's NopevillePodcast.com.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we release tours every other Wednesday, barring any hazards of things going missing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which was an issue recently. We lost the unicorns and the kelpies. But we found them.
It happens sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we found them again. So it's all good. Everything's good. Everything's back in Nopeville where it belongs, I hope.
There you go.
Maybe.
Just mind the grease when you show up.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Well, thank you again. And on that note, as always, I'm Lindsay, and I'll see you next time with another tale as old as crime.